who Rug Hooks in was a teacher, and she was marvelous, marvelous teacher. So
what was her name?
Nancy Magliocca.
And they have a beautiful museum.
It's too bad
there,
she's not here. She just had some surgery. But she just wonderful sense of color and wonderful, you know, wonderful thing. So, but I look at this and I think, look at my God. I mean, how did I do this? Look at all these same color in here. And this is all this. How come I didn't mix them up like I would do now? But I think a lot of it has faded away.
It could be. Yeah.
You know. But like I said, the interesting thing was you could just go into the bins and find all these colors. Nothing was dyed. It was just...
It's just ready made. You could use them.
Found
but did you
fabrics.
Still wash them? You have to wash them?
I always wash. I always wash first. In fact, I was just telling someone, we had a friend that used to be in this woman's class, and she said, she had done this rug, and she said, oh, I use it in my kitchen. Then when it gets, we said, doesn't it get greasy? So then when it does, I throw it in the washing machine. It's just what we do. She said, why not? Because you wash all the fabric, and the backing is cotton, and so if it shrinks up a little bit, it's already got all that wool in the front, so it's not going to... But the rest of us, I don't think I'm going to do that. However, I noticed there are some breaks in it. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it as I was getting the cat hair off it, and I thought, I've got to do something about mending it. See,
oh,
yeah,
there's a mend right
there. I just stuck that in because I've got to figure out a way to, you know, get that better.
Yep.
Get that better.
It's beautiful.
Other than that, I don't know what to do with it. And I hate to leave it like on the floor, like I said, because the cat gets into it.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
No, she gets into it. And the funny thing is, I have some of the same wool still left. In fact, I just gave my friend down the other one that's doing the sunflowers and the tulips. I gave her some. So that's from the 70s. So what's that, 30 years ago?
More than 30,
yeah, but my clothes have almost 40. Well, it's almost 37 or something.
37, like, almost 40.
37,
years
you know. So I thought, well, I'll bring it in just to see the difference of what we were able to get at that time from the mills, you know, without having
to dye.
Yeah.
And it looks so different when it's fresh. Is that because?
Well, that's a
larger. That's a larger
cut. Yeah, that's a large cut that she's done. She likes a large cut. Mm-hmm. I can't afford the large. I can't afford to buy another hook.
Oh,
the blades. The blades enough are running $35, $40 just to get the cut.
Just to cut it.
Just to cut. And this is even funnier. I was at the, I always call it the free store. I was at the recycling center at our dump. And in the bin, there was a frame and a cutter. And I said to my husband, oh, my God, look at this. And everybody's going, what the heck is that thing? And there's a cutter, too.
Wow. Does anybody here have a cutter that I can see?
A cutter. Let's see if anybody's got one.
You said it was sort of like a pasta cutter.
Yeah, I don't think I see any anywhere.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it turns. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody with one.
But and are younger people learning this at all?
No, they don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, I have two daughters, and you know, one of them would love to do it, but she's working 40 hours a week. She's got a house and two kids, and you got to... you know, take these kids all over creation, and mm-hmm. and she said, I want to do it, you know, but I just don't have the time. So I have an extra cutter for her, and I said, listen, when you're ready,
yeah, okay.
you know, I can show you everything, you know, but I'll show you.
Wait, no, we'll
interrupt Kat.
Okay.
Well, you can do it after show and tell. Well, I just can get it. Hooking has changed from that to this.
Now, did you design this yourself?
No, I didn't. No, this is, but I did the coloring myself. The coloring is not
more vibrant and bold. Well, how would you describe the difference?
Well, I would say it's more simplistic. It's more, I know, we want to put it over on that side so it's not.
Stylistically, it's different.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
say anything?
Yeah. Can you say anything? It's my happy chicken. But it's so funny. It's so funny when you look at it. That's what. what I used to do. And, you know, it was also planned and so Victorian looking. And now it goes strictly to the, to just, I say, you know, it's like a coloring book. Just fill it up. Fill it up with colors you like.
And your name again is?
Pat Davey.
And you live where?
Right here in Dennis.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What are we working on now?
Okay, thank you. But however, I don't know who did the patterns. I didn't. That's my fault. I should document them, but I don't.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh,
yeah. Hold it still. Still.
And that's a Callaway pattern?
Yes. I'm sorry. Forgot to mention that.
No, that's all right.
So this is my second piece.
It's the librarian.
Yay. Yeah, very nice.
Copyright. Very nice.
Yep, very nice.
Okay. So and thank you once again for coming over from the vineyard. This is one of our vineyard members.
This is for my mom. My dad just passed away, and we have four girls. And each one of us is born in a season, and so this is each one of us. And my dad actually got to see this on Skype before he passed. But my mom hasn't seen it yet. And I just finished the back.
Lovely.
Can you show it over here? Oh,
sorry.
That's sweet. See, you just wrote it so
that's sweet. She also comes all the way over from the vineyard.
Really?
Yeah. For our meetings.
Wonderful.
So I appreciate
it.
The travel time. Not that anybody else doesn't travel a great distance.
Oh, wow.
This is a Bev Conley pattern. And Nancy Blood did the color coordinating.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm like...
This is a rug that I'm finishing for a friend of mine who took a rug hugging class with me and hated it. So she said, please fix this. And so I'm just working on the edges of it. And my first rug that I ever made is the Three Bears over in the...
Oh,
and that was my mother-in-law started it when my kids were when I was pregnant, and she didn't finish it, and then I ended up having twins, and so she said I have to make another rug. And like some of us, she started another rug and didn't finish that one, and then she passed away, and nobody knew how to do any of this rug hooking. And I worked in a bank, and a woman came into the bank and said, I need traveler's checks, I'm going to New Zealand. And I said, what are you doing in New Zealand? And she said, I'm going to teach rug hooking. Like, whoa! And it was Jean Zook, who also taught Norma, and she taught me how to rug hook. And I finished, and all that was left was the green grass, which I did. That's all I ever did was green, 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 and that's the first rug that I finished for her.
Very basically. Nice.
And that was down in Connecticut.
That was
right?
In Connecticut, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So now I'm finishing another one.
All right. I started this at Norma's Rug Hooking School. It's a Nancy Blood pattern. She did the color planning for me. And it's to go with one of my Oriental rugs. So I thought it would be, you know, just kind of a fun thing to have.
Now do tell her what colors you like.
Yeah, you just started too, right?
No, I took pictures.
And there's another new
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Picture.
Oh, this one I just drew on to you some fabric that I had.
This is a story of my daughter's, from the day she was married, through her life with her children and animals and grandparents. And this is my three children when they were very young. However, this rug exists because of the help of Grace, who helped put the figures, Norma's classes, where Norma added so much detail and helped me through many trials. And Grace, without them, I never could have done this. So this is...
This is a thank you for the librarian whose picture is down on the side because she has musical evenings at our library every summer. So I wanted to say thank you.
Hit or miss.
Oops. Yes, okay.
Nice.
I almost hate to put this up again because I had put it away for a while. And can't find a lot of my stuff. I'm still putting stuff away. But it's the mermaid.
She's great.
Yeah, beautiful.
This is a Christine Little of Encompassing Designs up in Canada. And I just wanted it to be just a happy, colorful. You know I don't like color at all. But so it's fun. It's done in an 7 and 8 cut.
Great.
Oh, this is something we all love. Winter. This is what I started in Jacksonville this year, Florida, with Eric Sandberg, and it's for my sister who lives in New Hampshire, who loves snow and loves cardinals. So,
I do too. It's
thank you.
Beautiful.
This is my first rug. My friend Anne started cooking about 6 years ago. She tried to talk me into coming, and it took her 4 years to do it. And I've been doing it about 2.5 years now. And I took classes with Norma, and what I wanted to do is just get the rhythm of getting the loop to be right. And that's what I did for this rug. And this is the one, this is my second rug. This is what I've been working on for about a year and a half, year and three quarters.
Yeah.
I've had surgery in between, so it really is not as long as it sounds.
Suzanne Foster.
Oh, yeah, I did. I wanted this here at a penny raffle.
2 years
ago?
Two years, yeah.
So it cost you about what?
$20 maybe for the pattern.
And it came with, it's a Patsy Becker pattern, and it was, somebody had started it. I took out what was here. It had three hooks, all the wool, the pattern, scissors.
Wow.
Someone must have started it and just didn't finish.
Good job.
My first rug that I did.
Norma helped me.
That's your first rug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Is that beautiful? Her first rug.
Is it your front door?
Not really. I put it in a place where no one sees it.
And right now I'm working on this for half a
There isn't any storage of this except I went to a hook in and I lost my mind. But I like bright colors and there isn't a whole lot of background, so I'm having a good time. That's the best I can tell you.
Oh my
goodness,
it's huge.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Jacqueline Lee coming up.
Well, this isn't my first rug, but I had plants and I wasn't using them, so I wanted to use them up. So it's red plants, blue plants, and white plants.
Upside down.
Sorry, thank you.
I love
it around the edge.
Yeah.
That was so clever to do that with the plants.
Sorry.
Remember, I was talking about how plants take on a different kind of motion. That's a good example of it.
Yeah.
And this is the one I call this damn rug because it took me a number of years to do it. It's the rug in my foyer, and it says "Woolcom" instead of "Welcome."
Woolcom, I like
and
that.
And it's supposed to be all the different things you would find in my house.
Oh,
Exactly
what you're saying.
Damn thing.
As you see, everybody's not finished. I'll help you. I just can't get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it has to be
there. Isn't it great?
Angela Foote gave me the world.
Really?
I did that.
Well, my rug is the great big brown one over there. Which I
her second rug.
My second rug. I started hooking because I couldn't get into the knitting class. And I started in 78. It took me maybe a year to finish that one. And
a year.
But the interesting thing about it is none of it was dyed.
None of it was dyed.
Mm. None of it was dyed. It was years ago you were able to go to the mill and take, they had wool bins and you could just pick whatever you wanted for colors. And it was 79 cents a pound, I remember that.
Word.
So it was really cheap wool. And I had a teacher that was an art teacher. And she helped me plan that rug and do that one. And now everybody does things brighter, you know, differently. But that was my second rug. Yes, it was really great. And right now I'm just doing a hit or miss, because if you saw Atha, the new Atha, that's what they viewed all hit or miss. And this, you can't really tell too much what it's going to be yet. But the colors are going to be different. They're not going to be muted. They're going to be the brights. All the leftovers that I have.
Did you design it?
You're going to fit them all in that rug?
What?
All your leftovers, you're going to fit.
Are you
in one
kidding?
Rug?
Are you kidding? I could do every rug that's in this room with my leftovers.
I could, like, move on my whole house.
I said I'm going to take a year off and do nothing but get rid of some of those noodles. I have bins of noodles because I cut a pile and then I don't like the color, so I put it in the thing. And I cut another, and I don't like the color.
We need a special nursing home just
for this. I don't. That's the trouble. I think it's a Pearl McGowan. And, you know, it's so, and I don't do well at documenting what I do.
You know.
Well, if you look carefully at the background, you can tell this. I didn't mix it or do anything well. I mean, but I think a lot of it has faded, so that the background is, you know, one chunk is one color. Or another, you know? But that's what I did then.
Do you want to do your rug?
I can do mine. Can somebody take?
Oh, I got
pictures. All you gotta do is point and shoot.
I'll try.
Okay, this is a rug. It's a Deanne Fitzpatrick, and it's Lovers by the Sea, and I'm making it for my daughter for a wedding rug.
Wow.
The grass is beautiful.
And what color will the background be?
It's going to have ocean and blue sky.
Beautiful.
Nice.
I love the grass.
Yes.
Michelle Micarelli, and I started this at Norma's school last November.
Pretty bright.
This is a combination of miles and miles and miles of background. I've learned your lesson. I have no background for that.
I started at Michelle Micarelli.
Wow.
Michelle Micarelli's class.
Turn it around.
Wow, and you're almost done.
Almost. Well, it's for a granddaughter in August, so I gotta finish it.
Uh-huh.
I want to be in everybody else's family.
Yeah.
I got it.
I have none in my house.
His fish.
No.
Oh yeah.
None in my house.
So I'll show you my couch.
She made his kids.
She's doing stuff for kids. Is she upside down?
Yeah.
This is called Tornado from The Wizard of Oz. I'm a little bit upset about it though because I don't see the red shoes and Toto. But between a friend and family, we're going to get them in there.
Oh,
15
it's nice
years,
sparkle.
I think, this year. I first started at an adult education class at Howard Community Center with a lovely lady in red to the back of the room. She was my first rug cooking teacher. I had what was seriously called empty nest syndrome when I started rug cooking. My three children had all, the last and youngest, Maylise, our daughter, had gone off to Springfield College. Lucia was already at Tufts, and James was at UMass Amherst. And when she left, I just felt like I was in a hole for a little while. So I needed to find something for me after so long. So it was rug cooking that I fell in love with. And I have a little I'm doing the mat swap today, too.
Yep, we're going to do that very shortly,
yeah, which is fun.
Okay. Here, you want me to hold that?
I'm making this for my great niece. She's getting married on May 23rd. A lot of these rugs, a lot of the rugs at the Barnstable County Fair, which is in July, this lady takes a lot of the prizes.
Yeah,
so she's our big competition. So
yeah.
She does beautiful rugs.
No rugs today.
No, but she has a penny rug. She has
a penny rug inside there. Yes, very cute little penny rug. And then you want, I don't know if you want me
to. I'm still working on my whale, you guys. I did bring it. It's not going anywhere. It's still here. I'll finish it by the time I'm 80. It'll be for our nursing home. No, it's going to be at the Barnstable Fair. This year,
yeah.
No, my daughter just bought a house, so I'm making a rug for her.
I just finished that this week, so. All
right, girls. All right, we're gonna do the rug swap now, where we read a story, and as we read a story, the same word that's repeated prior to that, and you know, pre-decided one, you take the mat and you move it around in a circle. So it's kind of like musical mats. So do you want to look at the mats? We'll do show and tell for that first. This is, what's her name?
Hildegard.
Trudy. This is Trudy.
Yeah, Trudy.
Lucia's.
This is Lucia's penny rug. And I'm going to hold on to this when I get it. Just a little circle penny rug kind of style.
Yeah, done by me. Hey, hold on. Oh. You want to do them all on the floor at once?
Okay.
And
then,
happy
hooking from MV. Who did this one? Grace?
Where's Grace?
Okay. And Grace, you're from the vineyard as well, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The lighthouse is
the MV.
I love it.
Oh, look at the nest on that one.
This one was featured in the Happy magazine. So here's the
rug hooking.
So here's the pattern that she used. So you know how you get the free pattern every year? And who did this?
Who did this?
Margaret. Margot Apple. I was going to say, we don't have a Margaret Apple. Erlene.
Yeah, from the vineyard.
Mm-hmm. From the vineyard. Mother vineyard.
One of our new ladies.
Can you hold it up so I can get a picture?
Sure.
Both.
Here's the magazine.
Sweet.
This would be fun to do sometime if you want to do one pattern for the whole group. See how everybody comes up with.
That might be a fun activity to do.
something small enough like this.
Can you?
You maybe stand with that in the background. That'd be really nice. Yeah, just so that's in the background. Just stand. There. I didn't steal it. I did for a minute.
You didn't get this one?
No, let me get this one.
Oh, good with the red background, too.
Oh, yeah. I know with the sweater. Very nice.
Okay, so we're going to
the
right.
Can you take this to the start?
Good night.
Picture of a cow jumping over the moon.